A bomb fizzles in Times Square, and a grainy ghost is on the loose.
We're currently examining a video that shows a white male in his 40s in Schubert Alley looking back in the direction of West 45th Street.
Police don't know the who or why concerning that bomb found in an abandoned SUV in Times Square Saturday night. They do know the what: a truck full of gasoline, propane tanks, and firecrackers. A near miss heard round the world. Imported terror, homegrown, homemade. A near miss in the homeland. On The Takeaway.
All across America, this is The Takeaway with John Hockenberry and Celeste Headlee from Public Radio International and WNYC.
Good morning, everyone. Many questions this morning about what did or didn't happen in Times Square over the weekend. It's Monday, May 3rd.
And that is the top of the news this morning. You just heard the descriptions about the people of interest. You can see video of him changing shirts at our website. Meanwhile, police have been able to trace the SUV through its vehicle ID number. It's been traced to Connecticut. As for the bomb itself, officials say it was a mixture of gasoline, propane tanks, firecrackers, and a non-explosive grade of fertilizer. We're joined now by WNYC reporter Bob Henley. Good morning.
Good morning.
So, okay, we've got this videotape of a man seen near the scene. Is he a person of interest or a suspect?
Person of interest is a term of art, because all he did, after all, on videotape was to take his shirt off and furtively, and that's a subjective term, put it in a plastic bag and then head south with his new red shirt on. So that's all we really have.
Okay, that's all we really know about this guy, but what do we know about this vehicle?
The provenance of the vehicle is going to be the focus of today, because initially, the VIN number that was most available, which would be on the, you know, what you see in the windshield on the inside,
right,
that was apparently either burned off or altered. So they had to go in more invasively during the forensic analysis to get that VIN number. And also, actually, the plates are key here, because the plates were not matching to that Pathfinder. So the provenance of those are going to be part of
the
today's
stolen plates, probably. We're going to get more details with Bob Henley in just a moment.
The other big story this morning, that gusher under the Gulf of Mexico. President Obama got a firsthand look at the oil slick yesterday, flying over a rust-colored patch of sea.
We're dealing with a massive and potentially unprecedented environmental disaster.
Oil is apparently sloshing over inflatable barriers. There are reports of dead sea turtles washing ashore. The University of Miami's Hans Graber, who's tracking the slick by satellite, just told us the Gulf Stream currents are now threatening to carry the oil around the tip of the state of Florida up the eastern seaboard.
It's a very good chance. It's not a question if, it's more of a question when.
The oil slick now is the size of Puerto Rico. This morning, an Indian court convicted a Pakistani man of gunning down dozens of people in the 2008 Mumbai terror attacks. 166 people were killed in those attacks. He was the lone survivor of the 10 gunmen. United and Continental Airlines have announced they're merging to form the world's largest airline. $3 billion deal, still needs government approval, would take effect in the fourth quarter of this year if it's approved. The new carrier will keep the United name, but they'll have the Continental logo and colors. Asian markets are mixed this morning. European indices are down, however. Futures on Wall Street are up, though. The Dow gets underway at 11,008. The S&P opens at 1,186, and the Nasdaq begins at 2,461. Coming up this morning, we talk about the history of the pill, the one with a capital P. It's been legal on the market for a half century. Its power to change society and what it means to be a woman. Coming up.
We're also going to talk more about this, the failed weekend bombing attempt in Times Square. We're going to get more details on the investigation in a moment. But in a city of millions of people, only a few people took that message to heart. If you see something, say something. And that's what foiled this attempt. Wherever you are, we're wondering, how do you and your neighbors stay vigilant in your town, when you're on vacation, at the airport? What do you notice, and how do you define suspicious behavior, the furtive behavior that Bob Henley was talking about? Give us your eyes and ears on the ground at 8778-MYTAKE or post to our site, thetakeaway.org. What is suspicious?
This is Ira Flatow, host of Science Friday. For over 30 years, the Science Friday team has been reporting high-quality science and technology news, making science fun for curious people by covering everything from the outer reaches of space to the rapidly changing world of AI to the tiniest microbes in our bodies. Audiences trust our show because they know we're driven by a mission to inform and serve listeners first and foremost with important news they won't get anywhere else. And our sponsors benefit from that halo effect. For more information on becoming a sponsor, visit sponsorship.wnyc.org.